Sometimes they call us pushy, and sometimes they say we're just cheap. I'm not sure about any of those names, but the one thing that I know we immigrants are is fighters. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. The first time I started noticing this was when I would be at food courts in malls. I'm walking around and checking out every little food stall. Everyone sort of minding their own business and selling their food, but the moment I would cross those Indian and Chinese restaurants, they were, I guess, very much in my face about it. They would see me looking at the options and thinking about what I wanted to eat, and then they would almost force me to taste some of their options. They would really try everything in their power to not lose me as a customer. Have you experienced this abroad? If not, then you might relate to what I'm talking about from back home. Remember those melas or street shopping back in our home countries? Those sellers selling outside their stores and calling the customers inside? Loud promises to lure the customers inside the store. If it was a sweet seller, he would lure you with a free taste of something, and if it was a clothes seller, he would lure you in with deals. A lot of us would probably remember going shopping in these madhouse shopping streets in the back alleys of our respective big cities and witnessing the chaos that these street vendors would create. Did they have no shame or sense of pride about making a fool of themselves in the middle of the street? Of course they did, but you know what? The matter of the fact is that they would be running a small fabric or sweet store in a huge market where there were hundreds of other stores like them and everyone had bills to pay. So, if we're looking at ego versus bills to pay, I guess bills would win. And not just with India, but this is the case with almost all the third world countries where the land and opportunities are tiny and the populations are huge. Whether it is India, the other South Asian countries, or countries like China, where one is basically fighting for survival ever since one is born. And this fight is what makes us as immigrants survive in any country we go to. We may not know what the laws of the land are. Heck, we might not even know the language or the culture. But if there is anything that us immigrants know, it is to fight. We fight and we put our best foot forward in a crowd where the least number of conditions are in our favor. From our qualifications and backgrounds to our appearance and accents, everything works against us and reduces our odds, but we are fighters and we fight. If this means that we have to keep our store alive in a food court among 20 other stores, we don't mind calling out customers and luring them in. Yes, people roll their eyes at us and we might lose a customer or two. But if a little coddling is going to make up a confused, hungry customer's mind, then hey, that is going to go towards paying the bills at the end of the month. The moment we leave our comfort zones in our home countries, the fight begins. Yes, it is the fight to prove ourselves and a fight to make everyone feel proud of us, but more than anything, it is the fight to survive. And survival means doing whatever it takes. Whether it is driving that cab or it is working in the food court and luring the customer in. All that matters in the end is paying those bills. And it's not even just about the money or about having a job. We put our best foot forward in trying to assimilate and at the same time keep our culture alive. I don't know about other cultures, but I do know that us Desis have fought to keep our heritage alive no matter what part of the world we have settled in. The running joke, or more like a taunt back in our home countries, is that the Desis abroad are way more stuck up on their culture than the Desis back in India. That might be true to an extent because a lot of us try really hard to make sure that we still know to read and write in our mother tongues. We teach our children everything we can about our culture and heritage, and we fight to the best of our capacities to keep it alive. While we go all out in keeping our roots strong, we assimilate quite quickly too. Almost every Indian I know abroad brings a Christmas tree and makes their child leave a cookie for Santa on Christmas Eve. We probably each have our own Halloween and Easter traditions too, and we put our best foot forward in becoming one from the land that we are in. That's because we aren't shy. I network with a lot of Desi professionals on several job boards and social media channels, and I try to see trends. That's why I say that we aren't shy. If there's an opportunity, we will approach it with open arms and we won't stop at one. Having a full-time job might not stop one from driving an Uber part-time, and there might always be a running thought about having one's own business someday. That's why our success stories always include terms like starting from scratch or finding one's way up or climbing the ladder. Because that's how we all are. Whether it was Amrish Puri in DDLJ or any other uncle you know abroad, their stories will be about how they landed at the airport with less than $5 in the pocket and how they built their empires. They share tales about their fight and they share tales about their struggles. And that is all the immigrant stories, not just for our generation. It was the immigrant story in the past, and it will be the immigrant story for many future generations. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on what part of the world you are in, where I share stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.